Selassie. We're saying Selassie.
Selassie came into my consciousness just before I went to Hawaii this year.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. She is a mermaid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love that she represents the sunlight shimmering on the sea. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And so I was fortunate to have the coloring book because I was able to pick up these archetypal energies and then place them in charts, go to the Pacific Ocean, have experience by swimming with dolphins, and really feel live the whole story of Selassie. So when I came back, I so profoundly experienced what it was like to be floating in the Pacific Ocean and be, for hours floating around following dolphins and following the coral reefs and seeing the fish and seeing the sparkling waters and being able to see straight through to the bottom of the ocean into this turquoise, beautiful water.
The Caribbean is even more translucent, looking down into the turquoise.
Yeah.
And I got into snorkeling and got my fins and I've always loved to swim underwater. Mm-hmm. So I would be doing that. And then the next natural step was diving and just being under the water and only hearing the bubbles of the air tank and just floating with the soft corals. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my mermaid really loved it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So the story of Selassie was interesting to me in that she was the goddess of salt water, and I felt that she was very much like an etheric being of light. So when I tapped into who was she a physical being or was she an etheric being of light who could both, you know, be of the water and be of light because she's part of that sparkling water? And her story of being approached by Neptune and, you know, he was so enamored by her and the, she was like, no, I'm just being a mermaid. I'm an etheric being. I'm one with the ocean. I'm in the depths of the ocean. I'm just enjoying my life here. And Neptune being so persistently in love with her and wanting her to be his wife, he sent the dolphin. And the dolphin had, you know, in the picture had this beautiful pearl in its mouth. And then Selassie was like, oh, the playful dolphin, the playful energy. And the dolphin convinced her of Neptune's love. And the whole feeling of just being one with the ocean and having someone look down upon you.
Hmm.
It's like that the worlds were divided. The ocean was one plane of existence and the upper world was another plane of existence. So it was the meeting of those two planes somehow.
But Neptune was the upper?
The upper. Well, I saw, the way that I saw Neptune was that he was from actually another plane of existence, like in another dimension.
Mm,
and she was more like a Lemurian being who was a sea nymph.
Oh, Lemurian. Yes. Right. Oh, Hawaiian Lemuria.
Right.
Yes.
So that's the way I was feeling it when it was coming through to me, was that he was from another plane of existence that I call the upper world, and she was here as a Lemurian being, a being of the ethers and light. And then he convinces her, like so many of the Greek myths, there were these other beings who came down to see the women of Earth and fell in love with them and wanted to be with them. So the marriage that happens, Neptune is dissolving the boundaries. Selassie is this being with the water. She's also like not quite part of what we would call the real world. She's of the other world.
I love that you said etheric. Because I also love Karaklo, and Karaklo shapeshifts, and so Selassie probably can as well.
Right, and that was my feeling about it, was that how was he going to marry her unless she could present herself in more of a physical form. So there's something going on here about...
Well, he's not too physical. I mean, Neptune's pretty, subtle energy.
Yeah, I'm always thinking of Neptune and Poseidon and those stories as beings who were... in my world, they were actual beings, and there was a time period on this planet when they were actual beings from a different dimension, and the Lemurian and the Atlantean energies mixed with these beings. So I always feel that these stories have more reality than myth, actually, and they're deep in our psyche because they actually did happen on some level.
Yeah, again, at different history times when...
different periods,
Yeah.
So then when I went to Hawaii, I met a woman who does adventures with dolphins and was taking us to kayak with the whales, to swim in the waterfalls, to just explore the watery energy of Hawaii. Mm. And she's incredibly beautiful, okay? So she has this incredible, like, Selassie, otherworldly, beautiful, so attractive. She almost isn't real. Like, she has this etheric quality herself.
One of my friends in St. John has long, like, wavy blonde hair that goes down to her waist. And one time we're on a boat for the fireworks, and she came up from the water on the boat with all of this phosphorescence just melting down her hair. So her hair was just glowing with this phosphorescence that I, what you just said about Selassie and the beauty of this woman, and that's so mermaid to me.
So mermaid. And she also, when we were taking pictures, she actually has a halo. In many of the pictures, there was this beautiful luminescent halo around her head. Well, when I came back from Hawaii, I started using Selassie in the charts. I just intuitively thought, I'm going to use Haumea, I'm going to use Selassie, I'm going to use Chariklo, I'm going to bring in these Hawaiian energies, Lemurian energies, mermaid energies into the chart. And interestingly, Selassie is at 2255 and her midheaven is at 2241.
What sign?
And that's in Aquarius.
Oh!
So the midheaven and Selassie both at 22. Okay, and the energy that she was holding of this mermaid energy is so interesting that when I explained this to her, she said, I have had past lives as a mermaid. In fact, let me show you my paintings. And so she pulled up this whole Google file, painting after painting of herself as a mermaid with dolphins coming to her. So it was like the picture... that you had drawn. And that's conjunct the midheaven.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. There are other things that I put into her chart also, which were interesting to me, but I, you know, we can make that another story. But all of the energy in her chart was pointing toward these watery, mermaid, etheric being who now made it back to Earth as a physical form.
And with this sunlight on the water dancing, you know, in her heart and the joyfulness of that. And the JPL site that is the official, you know, has the discovery stuff and the name and who named it and why they named it that, says that she was the mermaid of the calm sea. So I like that part of it too. The sunlight's just dancing on the... just love that.
Yeah. And every day that we were in Hawaii, we had this magical ability to go out on a calm sea.
Well, you were with Selassie.
Exactly. Selassie was our guide.